are Turkey and Russia headed toward war for the 18th time in world history, depending on whose history books you consult. A Russian warplane was taken down by Turkey over what Turkey has claimed is its airspace. And at a press conference with French President François Hollande on Tuesday, President Obama would have none of it. He insisted that Russia was being deliberately provocative in its flight patterns.
They are operating very close to a Turkish border, and they are going after moderate opposition that are supported by not only Turkey, but a wide range of countries. And if Russia is directing its energies towards Daesh and ISIL, some of those conflicts or potentials for mistakes or escalation are less likely to occur.
The president encouraged calm and cooperation between the two countries in a region that seems unable to escape the grip of war. But is that possible? Joining me now are Andrew Roth, Moscow correspondent for The Washington Post, and Frederica Geerdink, who's a journalist based in Diyarbakir, Turkey. They both join us by Skype. Andrew Roth, who's picking a fight here?
My sense of what was going on at the time is that the Turks had warned the Russians several times about flying these routes either close to the border or skirting across the border from Syria into Turkey. You know, the Turks had warned the Russians, and the Russians maybe didn't take those warnings to heart or didn't believe that Turkey would act on them, although Moscow argues that its plane didn't actually cross into Turkish airspace. So my guess is that it's somewhere in the gray zone, but that neither side really expected the other one to keep going.
Frederica?
Yes, I agree. But I think now Russia is still talking very harsh about this, accusing Turkey of aiding terrorists in Syria. And Turkey is kind of playing it down, saying, like, we only knew very late when it happened that it was actually a Russian plane. It was not an attack exactly against Russia, but just protecting our airspace. So it seems that Turkey is playing it down a little bit. But what I also think that happened on the Turkish side is that the Russian planes had been bombing an area where Turkmen are living, which is a people related to the Turks. And Turks feel very close to these people. And already in also in government newspapers in Turkey, you could see the last couple of days, like Iran and Russia are trying to annihilate the Turkmen in Syria. So we have to somehow act on this. So maybe they saw their chance, like they violated our airspace, maybe only for a very short time. But this is our way to show domestically that we care about the Turkmen and that we act when they are in danger.
Andrew Roth, do you think the Russian people are going to take this up as a nationalist issue and encourage tougher action by Moscow?
You know, it's an interesting question. For quite a while, actually, in Russian media, the question of what had happened to the pilots, had they died, had they been saved, wasn't brought up, and it wasn't addressed by officials as well. And only late last night did we start to see video of people on the ground actually shooting into the air at the Russian pilots. In what is a pretty traumatic incident, and there has been some sort of backlash in Moscow today. There was just stones and eggs thrown at the Turkish embassy here. My sense is that those incidents are still isolated, and that while we might have become used to the sort of sayings that, you know, America demands action, and we might expect in this case that Russia demands action, some sort of response, it's still very much in the hands of the Russian government.
And you've got, in both cases, Vladimir Putin, who is happy to go his own way, regardless of what the Russian people say, even though he's got a lot of popular support. And similarly with President Erdogan in Turkey, he will do whatever he likes here, and he's just gotten a mandate from successful elections. Frederico, any sense of where Erdogan might want to take this, or is he trying to stop this right now?
I think it's not really in Turkey's interest now to take it any further. They've consulted with NATO yesterday, who support Turkey, of course, because Turkey says, well, we defend our airspace and nobody will say Turkey doesn't have that right. But I think Turkey is also, well, it has to be a little bit careful too with how Russia could react to this. Maybe not in a military way directly, because I don't think that's in Russia's interest either, but maybe they could, for example, support the Kurds in Syria. That would be the way to hurt Turkey the most.
And in this general region, I mean, is it likely that airstrikes would cross a Russian airspace zone in any sense, and that Russia would have occasion to do a similar act against an allied plane or a Turkish plane? I mean, I'm not saying that that would be the case, but you know, Russia claims that things are fairly crowded there, and that you have to take a tight turn across the border. Would that be the case across a Russian border?
Well, I think that right now it wouldn't be the case across a Russian border, but Russia does make one argument quite often, which is that the Syrian government has invited us to be in Syrian airspace. So the Russians today are sending very heavy S-400 surface-to-air missiles, and they're also going to be having their planes shadowed by other fighters. So the definition could be anything that seems like it's a threat to Russian aviation there. The Russians feel like they have the legal right to do that. So it wouldn't even have to cross a Russian border. This could be a case where a Russian plane feels threatened.
The president was saying yesterday in his news conference with President Hollande that Russia might be better off focusing more on the ISIS and ISIL targets inside Syria, and that if they did that, they would be nowhere near the Turks. Does that argument get a response in Moscow?
I think that the Russian response to that argument is that, you know, it's not ISIS isn't the only problem in Syria, that we're also attacking other Islamist targets. And the truth is more likely that they're attacking a wide range of targets, including more moderate groups that are opposed to Assad. Their main goal, or at least their main goal, was heavily to protect Assad at the moment. The Russians want a central role against ISIS, but they want it on their terms. And they want basically to be playing a central role with other countries, asking them for permission.
Frederica, this event, this incident seems to have revealed that there are a number of very powerful military players operating in and over Syria who have very different agendas here. Does anyone see eye to eye on what the mission is in Turkey, Frederica?
Well, there's one interesting similarity between Russia and Turkey, because both they say that they're fighting against ISIS, but neither of them actually is doing that. Turkey is mainly fighting against Assad and against the Kurds. So they are both not really fighting ISIS. And if Russia would start doing that, they would still be close to the Turkish border, because that area right along the border has some ISIS positions there. And for now, we've seen where Russia is bombing. It's not ISIS area at all, actually.
Andrew, is it the case that Vladimir Putin wants to emphasize that his mission in Syria has very little to do with the West's mission in Syria? It seems to me he's actually inflating that argument rather than being quiet about it, as the Turks are.
So I think it's important to remember that the whole reason that Russia is in Syria, or a large part of that, is so that Russia has a seat at the table in whatever happens next. So Russia and Putin are always extremely interested in emphasizing their role in whatever the Syrian settlement is going to look like in the future.
Andrew Roth, thank you so much.
Thank you.
And Frederica Geerding, thank you so much.
Thank you very much.
Andrew Roth, Moscow correspondent for The Washington Post, and Frederica Geerding is a journalist based in Diyarbakir, Turkey.